I at least I got to hear that birthday song of Big Fatty's in some form today, because he did not put out a show this morning.
That's right.
His computer died.
Oh, really? He just didn't want to do a sick show for the week. Liar. Yeah.
He says his computer died. He said that on the Twitters.
Yeah, why would he do sick show? Oh, because he does the Super Bowl show. Mm-hmm. Who was his number one big fan?
It was one of the Danberries.
Really? It was Brian? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh,
so they
congratulations, Brian!
They got a kid and a number one fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe the kid is there.
Curtis
one
got
fan.
A cold and not the number one fan.
That's right.
I got the shaft.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He did not put out a show this morning.
That's right.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2827 of the BFO44, right? The 30th of November, 2018, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you think anybody's still listening since we missed three little shows?
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, dearies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You dearies, you're all dearies to Big Fatty, because y'all, I got to tell you, I'm just overwhelmed by how kind and sweet so many of you are, who took the time to send me a little note or a textimonium or posted something over at the BFO or sent me a Twitty message or just took a moment and thought about Big Fatty and his situation with the Hat Arena. And y'all, I shouldn't say my favorite one, but Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco, y'all, I've got to read this to you. She posted it over there at the BFO, and she said, let me find it. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Some things never change. Well, it's true. Some things never change. But anyway, y'all, Kathy Marshall says, know that we're all thinking about you, your Hat Arena, and the rest of your family. It always makes me feel better that even during the toughest of times, the last few minutes of the BFO can still be, how do I turn this thing off? Tap, 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 tap. Love, Kathy. Y'all, and I got to explain, if you go and listen to the little 3.5-minute little show I put out on Tuesday, and y'all, I recorded that over the weekend, but y'all, I didn't want to spoil everybody's Spanksgiving weekend and everything, and so y'all, I just had it come out on Tuesday, so people wouldn't worry or anything, but y'all, I was recording that on my cellular telephonic device. Y'all, I could not figure out how to turn the damn thing off. And y'all, it just, I tried two or three times. And Kathy, it was not a gag. It was Big Fatty. It made everybody gag. It was just poor Big Fatty. I tell you what, let's do this first.
Hey,
I gotta say, y'all, now, y'all, I feel absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible that on Tuesday, I miss Drew Ray G's celebration of exiting the Berkeley. Y'all, I don't remember who Drew Ray G is. But if I remember correctly, the Haunt Club tells me every year who Drew Ray G is. So, anyway, Drew Ray G, hope it was a good one. And, y'all, the one that really kills me is that on Wednesday, the 28th, y'all, it was none other than Rob 2 of the Rob. And y'all, the Robs are just two of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And y'all, Rob 1 and Rob 2, I think they were the first listeners to come to the villa and see it soon after Big Fatty moved in. Oh, I don't even know if I'd moved in yet. I don't know. y'all, then yesterday, Thursday, y'all, I'm not going to play the separate music, but y'all, it was a Guru Nudie in Tampa's celebration. No, not. And Lover Man, his homosexual lover. It was their anniversarium. And y'all, then, Tamari. Tamari Satney, the 1st of December. Y'all, by the way, don't forget to say rabbit tomorrow morning. Y'all, it's DJ David J. Oh, Big Fan of the Gay Trucker. It's true. He's up there in the Vancouver. He's the gay hairstylist now. And y'all, then on Sunday, the 2nd of December, y'all, he's one of the original hosts of the PNS Explosion. Y'all, he puts the P in PNS. Y'all, it's none other than Pat Powers. Big Billy P and Pat Powers. And y'all, then also on Sunday, y'all, he's one of the originators of the Flat 29 over there in the UCK. Y'all, it's Dan of the Flat 29. So, y'all, if you see Drew Ray G or Rob 2, wish him a happy belated birthday. Or if you see Guru Nudie in Tampa and his homosexual lover, wish him happy late anniversary. Or if you see DJ David J, Pat Powers of Flat 29, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get or got kicked. Now, y'all, as you know, I've been over in Hatlanta, and y'all, I decided to go over a little early, and I had spent one night in a motel there in Hatlanta. Y'all, nothing panned out as far as gentlemen callers go or anything like that. Y'all, the night before that, I did go to the Metropolis Inner Demon Go Blues, and I think I reported on all of that while I was in the room. It was that Monday show before. And, y'all, before I forget, I want to thank the old gal out there in Walnut Hills for sitting down there at the end of the bar. Y'all, it was a lifesaver for Big Fatty to be able to have five little shows. And y'all had some nice comments from folks about the end of the bar little shows. So I want to say thanks to the old gal. But y'all, I got up to the Hat Cave there in Hatlanta, and y'all, my mother, and I don't remember exactly what I said in the little 3-minute thing, but y'all, she's very forgetful nowadays, and it's just y'all, it's one thing to talk to her on the phone each week, and you know, I've been calling often, not just on Sundays, but often, basically daily. Some days I don't quite get there, or she's gone out doing something or whatever. But y'all, it's a very different thing to be immersed in her world. 24 hours a day. And y'all, I learned a couple of things on this trip. There's no doubt that Miss Bacon's probably gonna get a little tear in her eye when I say this, but there's no doubt that Big Fatty is a mama's boy, and
Big Fatty, I've got a tear in my eye.
Well, y'all, it just broke my heart to see her struggling, and to have her ask the same question or make it less obvious that she was repeating herself. Oh yeah, that's right. You told me that. You know, I heard that a lot, and y'all. So I made it. I made it. I don't want to say mission, but I wanted to concentrate on getting her into a routine that helped her remember things, like her pills that she takes every day. We've now set them right in front of where she has breakfast. They're not over to the side. And she'll sit there and she'll stare at them, and then it'll come to her, oh, I've got to take my pills. Well, it was not just that. I would tell her, now, why don't, before you take your morning pills, why don't you take your two evening pills in and put them by the bed? And that way you'll remember to take them, because you'll see them sitting there. Why, I think that's a good idea. And I would reinforce that, and then I'd sit back and just watch to see if she was doing it on her own as the time went along. And y'all, I was over there, I think 10 or 11 days. It may have been longer than that. I don't know. But then y'all, she had a little incident in the bathtub where she couldn't get out of the bathtub, and I was the only one there. And she just, you know, there's a level of pride involved here. She does not want her 62-year-old son coming in and helping her naked body out of the bathtub. So I was just stood outside the door and tried to be as calming as I could. And she finally got out and got her pajamas on and everything. And y'all, she looked like she had just run a marathon. She was absolutely exhausted from the whole thing. And y'all, it's just heartbreaking. And but I will say this, she's pretty good. So we've gotten her to start taking a shower in the and she doesn't have to step into the tub or anything like that. It's a step-in shower, you know, just a little three inch step, and she's gotten used to that. She, you know, the thing with folks my mother's age, y'all, they didn't grow up with showers. They always took a bath, and that's what's ingrained in their head, that's the way they can be clean. But y'all, the nice thing is she's she gets up every morning. Can still do the coffee pot. She still makes her English muffin and eats her two little mini powdered sugar donuts and drinks her coffee. She can never remember if she's put sugar in the coffee or not. But you know, so if you can't remember, you get up and put some more sugar in it. But y'all, she's not eating a whole lot, and that worries me a lot. It's just one of those things where, and she's saying, I really, not sure I can live alone. And, that's been a hard part. And so y'all, we're kind of looking into having someone come in, for an hour or two a day, just to make sure she's okay. And if she needs help with anything, y'all, she still gets up, she eats, she bathes, she knows she wants to bathe. She puts on clothes. She doesn't sit around in her bathrobe or pajamas or anything like that all day long. But I think it's kind of lonely there when there's nobody to talk to and all this kind of stuff. So, And she lives in a wonderful neighborhood. But, y'all, there's not anybody there all the time that she can just talk to. So, anyway, what it all gets down to – oh, and she's also decided that she doesn't think she should be driving anymore. And so that's another thing. But these are things that she has come up with. So I think that that's good that she's having these realizations rather than being told, we can't let you drive anymore. She's saying, I don't think I should drive anymore. And anyway She as the week went along, she started a medication one night, about two nights before Thanksgiving, and y'all, it scared me kind of because it just upset her, and you know, she wasn't herself. She had kind of the crazy eyes and all that kind of stuff, and she was flailing one of her arms around. And the only thing that was different from the day before was this medication. So called the doctor the next day, and he says, stop her on that. So after a couple of days, it had made its way out of her system, and she was much more back to normal. And we're also looking into she may have to go into a nursing home or assisted living or whatever they're calling it now, and we're kind of looking into all that kind of stuff. My sister-in-law also has a tragedy in her family. One of her younger sisters has contracted some sort of brain cancer, and so. Y'all, it's just a big struggle, and she's having to help with all of that and everything. So, y'all, that was one of the reasons I decided to stay a few extra days over there to give my other two brothers and their wives just a few extra days of relief. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, and it's not going to be easy when I go back for Crema. But anyway, y'all, that's basically where we are with all that. And but everything's fluid. We'll just keep you informed as to how it's all going. But I truly appreciate everybody that took time to reach out, and for those of you who didn't do anything formally, I know that Big Fatty was in your thoughts. I felt all the good feelings, and I'm truly blessed. I'm truly blessed that there are people out there that care deeply about Big Fatty and about the Hatterina, and I like I say, I'm just truly blessed.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, on my way back from Hatlanta, y'all, I listened to Archer. His little show talking about his father passing away and what an emotional experience was for him. And, y'all, it brought me some comfort in hearing his story. And also I listened to Midwest Matt talk about his situation with his father's passing away. So very comforting know we're not all alone. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, some voices you hadn't heard in a while. It's the kids from It's All About Me and Curtis.
He did not put out a show this morning.
That's right.
Oh, no, he didn't put one out on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.